I 5 de juny a l'1 de juliol. Perquè un llibre anarquista no és només paraula escrita.
Año 2032. Según cuentan los neocronistas, las radios libres tal y como las conocíamos se han extinguido.
Al desastre nuclear acontecido por la explosión en la central nuclear de Vandellós 4 hay que sumar el cráter informativo, crítico y creativo que ha dejado la desaparición de estos medios libres.
Un grupo de oyentes resistentes decide enviar una unidad autónoma de combate a finales del año 2010 para intentar cambiar esta línea temporal.
Aquest novembre de 2010, Ràdio Pica, Ràdio Bronca, Ràdio RSK, Ràdio Línia 4 i Contrabanda FM decideixen reconstruir la coordinadora de Ràdios Lliures de Catalunya.
Si vols seguir sentint i participant en emissores autogestionades com aquestes, recolza i col·labora amb les Ràdios Lliures.
Més informació a www.radioslliures.info. Coordinadora de Ràdios Lliures de Catalunya.
Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a FAC de Bastards.
Magique.
buenas a todas y todos. Sintoniza Radio Bronca, emitiendo en el 104.5 de la FM y desde medianoche hasta las 2 de la tarde por el 96.6, y una semana más empezamos Fuck the Bastards. Fuck the Bastards, un espacio que te acompaña a las tardes de lunes de 6 a 7, 7 y algo, también las mañanas de los viernes a partir de las 11. Y sabéis que tenéis varias formas para contactar con nosotras. Lo podéis hacer mediante el teléfono 933594900, mediante el apartado postal, que es el apartado 25.102.08.080 de Barcelona, o bien escribiéndonos un mail a rbronca@sindominio.net. Y bien, para el programa de hoy creo que tenemos unos contenidos bastante completos. Por un lado, os vamos a emitir un audio que nos han hecho llegar nuestros hermanos de Vialca, nuestro compadre Eric Boros. Bueno, un audio que documenta un poco una experiencia que la banda, conjuntamente con otro colega más, pues estuvieron realizando por la India. Durante los meses de febrero y marzo, la experiencia consistía en construir un sistema de sonido solar, utilizarlo para presentaciones, también para pinchadas de DJs y también para que la propia banda Vialca tocara estos conciertos en la India, pues recopilara direcciones y contactos para abrir una web. También este proyecto se desarrolló con base en Bangalore. Pues tenían también la intención de que bueno, este proyecto sirviera de precedente para nuevos proyectos que pudieran salir en un futuro, todos proyectos relacionados con la energía solar. Y bueno, también pues desarrollar una plataforma de colaboración entre gente de India y Suiza, en este caso porque el compa Cedric es suizo y los Vialca son franceses, que están al lado de Suiza, pues eso, quieren hacer pues una plataforma para educar y evolucionar hacia energías renovables y otros proyectos de sonido con energía solar, ¿no? Los objetivos: establecer pues enlaces entre energías sostenibles y la cultura, pues también pues intercambiar ideas creativas, proyectos. Creo que no hay nadie mejor que esta banda, ya que han girado. Llevan prácticamente más de 10 años girando constantemente alrededor del planeta, pues ofreciendo eso, pues ese intercambio cultural, musical, que tanto no necesitamos, ¿no? Y bueno, pues un proyecto un montón de interesante que ahora vais a escuchar en forma un poco de mixtape o collage que el amigo Eric se curró, y bueno, contiene pues algunas entrevistas, música local, alguna presentación, incluso, no sé, algún concierto de la banda en vivo, etcétera, etcétera. Bueno, después de esto también aprovechando un encuentro de improvisadores sonoros que hubo aquí en Barcelona este pasado fin de semana, pues tuvimos la suerte de que los compas Héctor Rey y Miguel Ángel García, alias Shed, pues nos visitaran ayer al estudio de la radio, cargaron toda la artillería pesada y nos ofrecerán un set ahí bastante intenso de feedback, de frecuencias altas y bajas, pero en todo momento frecuencias extremas, que bueno, que estoy seguro que deleitará vuestros oídos. Y bueno, y para acabar, un poco de agenda. Sin más dar la chapa, pues vamos a saber un poco más del Solar Sound System. Rock the Sound.
ಗೇಟಲ್ಲಿ ಫೇಲ್ ಆಗಿ ಬಂದವರ ಕಾಪಾಡು ಚೊಂಬೇಶ್ವರ. ಮಾರ್ಕ್ಸ್ ಕಾರ್ಡಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಸೊನ್ನೆ ರೌಂಡ್ ಆಗಿ ಕಾಣುವುದು, ಏನ್ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿ ಚೊಂಬೇಶ್ವರ. ಒಳಗೊಬ್ಬ ಒಬ್ಬ 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 ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಉಸಿರಾಡು ಆಡು 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 ಅಂತಾನೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಅಪ್ಪ 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 ಪುಣ್ಯಾತ್ಮ. ಪಾಸ್ ಆಗು 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 ಅಂತಾನೆ.
ಫೇಲ್ ಆಗದವರುಂಟೆ ಚೊಂಬೇಶ್ವರ, ಪಾಸ್ ಆಗಿ ಏನ್ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿ ಒಂದೇ ಸಲ.
What a calculation.
Highest marks, put on a lose, ardhakya course, put on a pass. Music ke sari illa ede swara, innestu koobodu emme thara. Try maadu yenadru bere thara, cycle ina neeru tengin mara. ಎಕ್ಸಾಮ್ ಹಾಲಿನಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಶೋಗೆ ಹೋಗು ಕಂದ ಅಂತಾನೆ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು ಒಬ್ಬನೆ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಪುಣ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಶೀಟಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಬರದೆ ಕ್ವಶ್ಚನ್ನೆ.
ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಸರಿ ಇಲ್ಲ ಚೊಂಬೇಶ್ವರ, ಸಿಲೆಬಸ್ ಇರಬಾರ್ದ ಸಿನಿಮಾ ತರ.
Eric, qu'est-ce que tu penses de ce système? C'est une chanifie. C'est une chanifie.
I think it's a lot. I wonder about the I don't know. I really don't know.
We can come back and test with the mix table. And with the mic, for example. What do you see?
Yeah?
Or with your guitar.
Sure, but I was good. We can also test the same amplifier at Jaga.
No, it's not the same at Jaga. This in Jaga it's two amplifier, 10 watt RMS. This is 40 watt RMS.
Ah,
we need a big.
It sounds loud enough.
Huh?
It sounds loud enough.
Yeah. And we can put four speakers with this.
No, I make that for you. I don't have it now. I make it for you,
but it would consume more.
It would cost you $3,000.
No, but it will consume energy more.
Yeah.
Time the solar panel and then it is charging in the same times that it is uncharging. I will plug the wattmeter like this, we can see how it works.
there is too much sun, but so this is the watt. Then after you have the volt.
Yeah, 228 volt.
Yeah, 228.
Check the
400 milliampere.
400 milliampere.
96 power factor.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Sudhar. I work as a research engineer in Yahoo Labs. So my day job involves on machine learning and all that artificial intelligence and all that stuff. My hobby, I work on Arduino, build robots and all that stuff. Lately, I'm trying to build a robot which can work on solar energy. I bought like small panels and been working around on that. So I heard about solar thing which you're going to talk about. So I just like came to see what I can learn from you, things like that.
Hi, this is Abhay, and I work as an engineer for embedded systems, and my interest involves in electronics, and I'm interested in the solar sound project because I wanted to install a solar panel and a windmill on my terrace as well.
My name is Viral Sachte. I run small design electronics design studio, and I'm very much interested in this solar development and all that.
I'm Michael. I'm a software engineer. I'm showed up randomly here actually because I just heard about the solar sound system project. Really interested in sustainable energy. I could definitely imagine to build something back home.
Hi, I'm Bharat. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm working on a web startup company, and it's the same. Like I just heard about the solar project here, and I'm not sure. I'm thinking of different ideas how I can use this probably, so it's a little bit open. I kind of fiddle around making small little things using Arduino, these sort of things, using a microcontroller and programming that. Maybe I can use these ideas for that. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks.
I'm Cedric, and I'm running the project with Eric Burrows, and we say long life to the solar sun system in Bangalore.
Indigo 91.9, this is The Rock Show. I'm Saggy. In the studio with me right now is a musician from France. His name's Eric. Eric is here to perform over the weekend. He's with a band called Vialka. What's interesting is that this is an eco concert, and I'll allow Eric to tell us more.
Hi, Saggy. We're here working on a project called Rock the Sun. We're building a solar-powered sound system here in Jaga, in Shantinagar. And we're from France and from Switzerland, and it's a collaborative project between musicians and an eco-designer. And what we're trying to do is find a good example, show a good example of solar power use in a kind of everyday atmosphere that's cool and interesting, something that helps, as well, increase awareness about environmental problems. And there'll be a concert this Saturday.
What?
Good.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm...
Thank you.
No, this is the first time I'm seeing how it works. So.
Okay. If it was a live interview, we'd be a lot more on our toes. And
I know. I was very nervous, and then Sachin told me it's not live, and I said, oh, thank God.
That's why I'm pre-recording.
Really? I think sometimes when it's live, things flow in a more easier way. But then again, I mean, I must admit that I'm a lot more at ease when it's a newspaper interview.
No, it's just that there's just so much stuff happening in this project.
Hi everyone, welcome and thanks for coming out to Jaga. Tonight we have a very special performance by Vialka and the Solar Sound System. We are very grateful to Swissnex for helping us put this together. They invited these people out and really sort of helped support us as we got everything together. We have Mary Elise, who's singing and playing the drums and being cool and awesome, and Eric, who's also playing music and being great, and Cedric Jones, who's been helping put together the sound system and everything else, and maybe he can say more if there's more that needs to get said, or I'll just put the mic on the stand and we'll see what happens from there. Okay, thank you so much. I think we'll have a great time.
good evening. Thanks for coming, everybody. We're Vialka from France. This is Cedric, and this is the Solar Sound System. So we've come here to Bangalore to build this solar sound system with our Rock the Sun project. Everything you're about to hear is powered entirely by solar power using the solar sound system, which is here, which is the speakers. There's a battery, inverter, speakers, closed lights that we have. They're all powered by solar power as well. Really happy to be here. It's been really inspirational to build this and be here for the last 2 weeks in Jaga. And we'd like to thank Swissnex, who's really made this project possible with their funding and their logistical support as well. And we'd also like to thank everybody here at the cafe. We'd like to thank Swiss Mango, CleanTech Alps. And if anybody's curious about the machine, how it works, come see us after the concert. We're happy to talk. We'd be happy to talk with you. We'll be here tomorrow in the afternoon as well. Thanks.
Excuse-moi, il y a eu un problème entre le soundcheck et maintenant. Il n'y a plus rien dans l'ampli là. Oui, je l'ai allumé. Bah, j'ai rien touché. Hein. J'ai juste éteint et là je viens de rallumer. Il y a... Vous jouez la guitare ? Oups. Bon, voilà.
Voilà.
Chaudhry. I teach at Srishti College of Design. I teach space design, and acoustics and sustainability are really important to me because I deal with interior spaces and the whole idea of using sustainable energy and finding ways that people can do it themselves rather than waiting for it to come through a government initiative. That's what's interesting for me.
My name is Kavya, and like I've always been interested in like renewable energy. That's why this interests me. Like I don't really get the technical aspects of it, I think, but I think it's a great thing if it comes up in a big sort of way, because there was this other presentation I had attended like back in school, which was about this solar panels fitted into a car, and the guy, he was doing a world tour with that car. Okay. Almost like taking the car to different places and like sort of doing a road trip with that car to show how it worked, and he'd come to different places. So that's how it started, you know, this thing, and to like look into solar energy for me at least.
My name is Dhruv.
Sorry.
And I'm a product designer. And I think it's perfect for a forest party, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's the first thing I thought about. I can take it to remote places, set it up. I think it's pretty easy to package with all the trunks and all.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Yeah, sort of. I've kind of made small things with like solar panels and all.
What kind of stuff are you designing, or what kind of stuff are you interested in designing?
I've done a lot of electronic arts and all, and okay, new media stuff. So I've worked with all these electronics and stuff to make these small gadgets with just resistors and capacitors, and just tweaking them around with potentiometers. But yeah, I've never made it on this big scale.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So I'm Virisha. And yeah, the whole setup, like
it's really fascinating because I haven't seen before this that playing music with with solar cell and all. But I think it's really fun because we can carry it around anywhere and like just do a setup and just start like having fun with the music.
What are you studying? What are you doing here?
Yeah, so I'm a third year student. I'm a third year student, yeah, okay. And I also love music and I love really like experimenting with audio-visual media mainly. So yeah, and right now also I tried with the electromagnetic mic, like picking up signal and mixing it. So it was really fun because I haven't done it in such a big amplifier. But
my name is Rahul, and it's a brilliant concept where you can just take energy and release it with sound from the sun. You know, so quite nice, really nice concept.
What do you do here?
I'm a product designer, yeah.
What kind of stuff are you interested in? What kind of stuff are you working on?
Me, I did my automobile engineering, so I mostly do related to cars, anything okay. related to cars. Okay. So
have you ever seen a solar-powered car?
Yeah, I have. Okay, yeah, we also worked on projects on solar power. Okay. And also sustainable energy, like we made ethanol out of wild weed. Wild weed that grows in water.
Kind of weed?
Water hyacinth.
Ah, wow, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, so wow. We do a lot of work with sustainable energy here. Yeah. And also...
Which year are you in?
I'm in the third year.
Yeah. Okay.
And also even we had this one more course on research on how to do research. And there we take stuff like old car parts and make lamps out of it. So,
wow, really? Yeah. So yeah, that's also Cedric is doing similar things with making recycled lamps and stuff. That's excellent.
Yeah. So basically, sustainable energy is a very good concept. I mean, I'm totally into it.
I mean, especially in India, I think at the moment it's really important. Yeah. You know,
tell us about your experience with the sound system here at Bangalore today. This is David and Michael.
Yeah, we kind of had a mad experience today. It took us quite a while to reach the place, but now finally we made it. And it's good to see the people here. They have some interesting projects going on too. I really like actually this project over there. It's also a music project and it's like with interaction with some magnetic stuff which you can indirectly influence. Yeah, this one here. And you choose some music, really interesting. And it could be, you could also combine that for sure with the solar sound system instead of picking the music from the laptop, picking the music or playing it from the solar sound system.
Right, did you see what she's doing over there? She's like mixing with, they're mixing music and she has an electromagnetic microphone that she's picking up sounds from the computer itself.
Okay, when the computer is doing some weird stuff,
all that weird noise is actually the sound of the computer itself, like in the electromagnetic waves.
Okay, so if the frequency of the processor is higher, then it will visualize.
Yeah, it's picked up by this microphone. Okay. Yeah. So really, I mean, it's
interesting. Super, never
seems like a really inspirational place, you know. And again, I think this is something that has, you know, it's an interesting place for us to present our project because it's a school that's art and design, you know, and so it's really, I think, kind of at the same crossroad that we're at. What do you think, David?
Yeah, I think the same. We have a long trip and now we are here. We are very happy because there is a lot of nice girl.
And you're going to get a free lunch.
Yeah, and we get a free lunch too, so it's a really nice day. And I hope people enjoy the solar sound system. And
it looks like they're enjoying it very much, as we can hear in the background.
Yeah, but music is magic, and music and solar energy is fantastic, I think.
So how was it? Vos impressions 4 heures après, vous êtes un peu en... Là, vous avez 3 jours off.
Là, on a faim.
Ah, on n'a pas, trop jours off. Moi, j'ai des interviews encore pour la presse à faire. Il faut qu'on finisse. Tout à fait. Et puis, il y a aussi quelques finitions sur la machine qui sont à faire. Mais ça va.
Travailler. J'ai besoin de t'entendre. Vous êtes content?
C'est pour ça qu'on va bien ensemble avec Eric. C'est qu'on est des work alcooliques, en fait. Et c'est pour ça qu'on arrive à faire ça.
On travaille dans une ambiance totalement détendue et à l'arrache.
Moi, j'adore bosser avec Eric, vraiment.
Ouais, moi aussi.
Ouais, t'as bien assuré
ce matin, c'était super.
Bon, bravo à tous les deux.
Présentation.
The exponent and the team from Swissnex India. Very good morning to all of you. So we have gathered here for a technical talk as well as demonstration on solar powered sound system. So I would like to introduce the team members for you people. So it is fortunate to have Lalila Raghav, Swissnex India, with us. On behalf of management and on behalf of department and on my behalf, so I welcome you, madam, for this function. I take this opportunity to welcome Eric Boros Vayaka from the Swissnex. Sir, on behalf of management, principal, and on my behalf, and on my department students, sir, I welcome you for this function. Eric Boros. It is fortunate to have Mr. Cedric Charles from Solar Sound System. I take this opportunity to welcome him for this function. Sir, welcome for this function.
Thank you.
The last member of this team is Pressure Board David from CNN. Sir, I take this opportunity to welcome you for this function.
Une petite chanson. Ah, ça va être un petit peu plus tard.
Good evening, everybody. First of all, thank you, everybody, for coming here for the very special event called Rock the Sun, organized by the Alliance Française and the Swiss, the Consul General of Switzerland in Mumbai, in collaboration by Vivanta by Taj Blue Diamond. So thank you on behalf of everyone for coming. I would like to invite the Consul General of Switzerland, Mr. Nivelgeld. Please come on stage and say a few words.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are very happy, like every evening, when we can organize in such a beautiful area a small, a big, a huge concert. You will see, it is not just something normal what you will have this evening, because we rock the sun. The sun we don't have so much in Switzerland like here in India, but we have the ideas, not me, but we in Europe, in Switzerland, we got the ideas what to do. They will explain how they did this beautiful machine. And when I heard the first time, I said, okay, we try everything. It is not easy to organize such a concert, but I'm very happy that the Alliance Française made it and did it in such a beautiful place. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you for the interest.
Mesdames, Messieurs, merci pour être venus si nombreux pour ce projet Rock the Sun. Rock the Sun est un projet technologique, social et culturel. Il a pour vocation de partager du savoir, c'est-à-dire que le projet a été construit à Bangalore avec une association de Bangalore. Il a été soutenu par l'Alliance française, par SwissNext, par les consulats français et suisses. Donc c'est un projet qui rassemble énormément de gens, énormément d'énergie humaine. Pour nous d'ailleurs, ça a été un an et demi de travail pour préparer ce projet, pour qu'il soit d'aussi bonne qualité. Nous avons donc construit une machine qui s'appelle le Solar Sound System. Cette machine va rester ici à Bangalore, rester ici pas à Pune mais en Inde, à Bangalore. On compte bien que ce soit la première pierre de longues collaborations scientifiques et culturelles. C'est un projet qui va aussi, on espère, inspirer d'autres projets sur la thématique de l'énergie, et pas seulement l'énergie solaire, mais aussi sur les économies d'énergie. C'est un projet qui rassemble des artistes, des designers, mais aussi beaucoup de personnes à Bangalore qui ont soutenu ce projet et qui ont construit la machine avec nous. Je vous souhaite, sans plus d'explications, une bonne soirée. Merci.
Hello. I just want to add something so that it's clear for everybody. Today, during the day, we had some sun here, so the sun was hitting the solar panels, which are linked to the inverter, which is in the second box. The inverter is charging the battery, of which we are using the electricity now. And so the battery is powering all the sound system, which is amplification, mixing table, and speakers. Okay, good evening.
That's trunks, the trunks in steel that you find in the market there. Huh?
Thank you very much. We will be starting our evening. We had a contest that was launched a few weeks before this event, La Caravane des Dimo. We had various entries come in, so we've picked out a few. And the students are here right now. They spent a little over an hour with the artists this afternoon. And they've come up with a little musical pattern for their poems.
Bonsoir à tous. Je suis très contente de vous présenter mon poème qui s'appelle La Leçon. Il venait chez moi tous les jours. On utilisa les transports communs tous les jours. J'ai pensé qu'il a la poncho naturel pour moi, car j'ai mon caractère et il avait besoin d'une âme sœur. Un jour, comme dans un songe, je lui ai confié mon cœur et lui, il a rigolé en disant, ce n'est pas de l'amour qui m'amène chez toi.
Jaga's awesome, and it's the only place to be in Bangalore, and it's a really cool community, and it has really cool stuff that happens. Like, there's a lot of art that happens, there's a lot of, like, hacker tech stuff that happens. Now it has a really cool cafe, which brings in other people that wouldn't otherwise come and hang out, and it brings cool musicians like you guys. But yeah, overall, it's totally amazing, and it's probably one of the reasons why I'm in Bangalore.
Really? And what do you do there?
So I'm technically, I'm one of the trustees at the Jaga when it was registered as a public trust. My name's down as that. I'm also like the resident designer there. So as in when there's any cool like design work or projects that happen, then I pitch in, I help out.
So Jaga's a cool art, technology, education, startup space in central Bangalore. Jaga means space in Hindi and awakened in Kannada, or vice versa. So it's a really cool phrase, really cool term. Jaga is made from industrial warehouse shelving called pallet racks. So what we do is we find sort of underutilized pieces of property in sort of the middle of the city, and we work things out so that we can, you know, take this property, and then we construct this sort of four-story sort of community center on it, and the architecture is a very sort of light footprint. It's freestanding. We don't have to pour a concrete foundation, but it gives us a lot of square feet of usable space that we can use for different activities. And so then the activities that we've been doing have been different things of inviting artists in to do big projects like you guys. We've also been, we have a co-working space where we invite startups in and freelancers to come and work on their stuff. And then we also run a number of sort of education programs helping people try to learn new technology skills from internet classes.
What's your role at Jaga?
So I help set it up, and along with Kieran and Archana and a couple of other people, we've really been sort of the core people in making it all happen.
And what do you see being the future of Jaga, like in 5 or 10 years?
So there's a couple of directions that I'd really like to go with it. One is I just sort of created this contest for architects and designers to look at creating sort of a large scale sort of urban community village kind of thing that is made out of pallet racks. So looking at how we can take advantage of around the mega cities in India, there's a whole bunch of sort of wasteland basically. It's former farmland that was bought from the farmers by real estate speculators, and they're just waiting for the city to grow. In the meantime, all of this land is just empty. Like there's nothing there for, you know, 10 kilometers in every direction around it. At the same time, there's this massive influx of people who are moving into the cities from rural areas around India, and the cities don't have the infrastructure to support these new people. And so I think that there's a huge opportunity to sort of look at sort of kind of borrowing, leasing, you know, some of this sort of vacant land on the periphery of the city and setting up sort of large, sort of self-sufficient, freestanding structures that can potentially provide temporary housing of some kind to this like influx of people that's coming as they wait for the city to expand, and you know eventually will move out, and then they can build skyscrapers or whatever they're going to do. If it turns out that the city doesn't expand, we can move our structure out and they can go back to farming the land. So that's one dimension. The other things that we're trying to get going are looking at how we can use the internet to learn skills that we can use to make money from the internet. So one of the things that I've seen with intentional communities is they have sort of a problem of how do they generate money. The traditionally sort of organic farming doesn't earn enough money to sort of support people with the kinds of expenses that they typically have. So I'm interested in this whole sort of internet economy, digital economy, and looking at how we can enable more people to participate in that, And so that means, you know, taking advantage of all of these online classes and then learning how to work online. And then the other thing that I'm hoping we can grow with this is really sort of exploring some of the sort of community aspects of community culture aspects of sort of large communities. So, you know, doing screenings, what's the role of art in a community, things like that. So that's it. So in 5 years, I'm hoping that there is some large structure that has like 30, 40,000 square feet on the outskirts of town somewhere. And then I'm hoping that there are other sort of instances, which may be sort of smaller instances of Jaga, where they sort of try to capture this sort of kind of free-form digital university, you know, digital workplace kind of thing. And like those things may not even necessarily need to be on pallet racks. You know, they can be in other sort of types of spaces, but which are really sort of exploring this notion of, you know, leveraging all of the learning materials available online to make skills that people can use to earn a living online.
I'm Abi. I'm a friend of Jaga, so yeah. So what I got from the word Jaga, even in Hindi, the word Jag is the verb to wake up. So I sort of get this vibe of like sort of enlightenment or culture. Mainly, I think it's just a really cool platform for cultural interaction and new ideas, just young people to think and sort out stuff. And yeah, this is what I take away from Jaga. And I think the current Jaga can maybe just be a seed that can spawn like sort of similar kinds of movements and sort of different kinds of thinking around places all over the, maybe not just in India, all over the world maybe. So yeah, I think it's a really cool sort of idea that Freeman's come up with.
Wanted to say thanks very much, everybody. Once again, we're going to play one quick song. Again, we're really happy to be here, and thanks everybody for your support. This has been an incredible project for us, working together with Cedric and trying to find collaborative space between design, ecology, technology, science, art, culture, and we're trying to take what we're doing and take it forward, try to learn new things, push ourselves towards new challenges as well. Thanks very much, everybody, once again, and have a great evening, and see you next time, I hope.
The fallen fighter.
A dead
six, not kick the bucket. The seer was not blind. The sleeper is still tucked in. Mary beating brave hearts in Morse code would tell. The squadron didn't notice the fallen fighter. The squadron did not notice the fallen fighter. No one was more dear. No one was more pretty. No one was more paid. No one was more happy. There was no beginning, and there was no end. The squadron did not notice the fallen fighter. The squadron did not notice the fallen fighter. The fallen fighter. The squadron did not notice the fallen fighter.
Fire.
Merci beaucoup.
Welcome on Indigo Flight 197 to Dex, Mumbai. All ground personnel to D-Plane and cabin attendant to Grove and Amalu.
Thank you, pardon. Additionally, mobile phones must be turned off for the entire duration of the flight. Consumption of alcohol and smoking are not permitted. Smoke detectors are installed in all the laboratories. Thank you.
ಬಿಸಿರಿನ ಆಲೂಗಡ್ಡೆನ ಗೋಡೆ ಹಲ್ಲಿನ ಯಾವಾನಿಕ್ಕುತ್ತು ಏನು ಮಾಡೋದು ಒಂಟಿ ಹೂವೊಂದು ರೋಡಲ್ಲಿ ಸಿಕ್ತು ರೋಡಲ್ಲಿ ಸಿಕ್ತು ಏನು ಹೇಳೋದು ಇಂಥ ಟೈಮಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಎದೆಯೊಂದ ಖಾಲಿ ಸಣ್ಣ ಕಲ್ಲು ಬಿದ್ದಂಗಾಯ್ತು ಡಬ್ಬ ಯಾತಕ್ಕೆ ಸೌಂಡು ಮಾಡುತ್ತೋ ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಇವಳು ಸಿಗ್ತಾಳ ಕೈ ಕೊಡತಾಳ ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಅದು ಯಾವ್ದೋ ಒಂಟಿ ಹಕ್ಕಿ ಸದ್ದನ್ನ ಕೇಳುತ್ತಾ ಮಲ್ಕೊಂಡಿದ್ದೆ ಮಧ್ಯಾಹ್ನ ಕಾಲ್ ಕೆಜಿ ಪ್ರೀತಿಗೊಂದು ಪದ್ಯಾನ ಬರೆದಿಟ್ಟು ಕರೆದುಕೊಂಡೆ ಗಡ್ಡಾನ ಕಾಳಿದಾಸ ಕಾವ್ಯ ನಮ್ಮಪ್ಪನ್ನ ಕೇಳ್ರಿ ಖಾಲಿ ಹಾಳೆಗಿಂತ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಕಾವ್ಯ ಇಲ್ರಿ ಹೃದಯ ಇಂಥ ಟೈಮಲ್ಲಿ ಹಾಡು ಬೇಕಿತ್ತ ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ದೇವದಾಸನು ಎಣ್ಣೆ ಬಿಟ್ಟಿದ್ನ ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು ಯಾವನಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತು
Yeah.
Y bien, aquí estamos de nuevo después de escuchar este documento, este viaje, este proyecto creativo que nuestros amigos de Vialca pues estuvieron realizando pues los pasados meses de febrero y marzo. Pues como os decíamos, vamos a continuar con esta sesión que Héctor Rey y Miguel Ángel García Shed nos ofrecieron, aprovechando pues que venían a Barcelona a liarla un poco, pues se pasaron por aquí por el estudio y dejaron grabado lo que escucharéis a continuación.
Thank you. 104.5.
Y bien, si aún seguís ahí, pues nada, y queréis saber algunos eventos interesantes que acontecerán en breves, pues ahora que ya estamos acabando con el programa, pues es cuando los comentamos. El sábado 9 de junio, por ejemplo, están tocando Nose con Collapse y Pie the Coast en el Casal de Joves de Roquetas. El domingo 10 de junio están tocando Instinto, Arrest y Stoikov en los Bloques Fantasma. Luego sabemos también que el sábado, a partir de las 11 de la mañana en la Plaza del Comerç de Sant Andreu, los compas del Ateneo Llibertari del Palomar organizan una jornada fancinera, un encuentro fancinero donde van a poner la fancinoteca en la calle para quien quiera pueda consultarla, y además pues si os apetece bajar vuestras listris, pues también os invitan a ello. El viernes 6 de julio nos visita Crazy Spirit, una buena banda norteamericana que estará tocando con Destino Final, Anxiety Attack de Bélgica, Edith and Two Men's de Francia y Mean Crash. El lugar está por confirmar. El próximo 21 de julio sabemos que nos visitarán Ordinaria Hit desde Brasil, una buenísima banda onda DX, que estarán tocando con algunas bandas locales en el Casal Jova de Roquetas. Recordaros también que la última semana de junio y la primera de julio es la Mostra del Llibre Anarquista, este año ya su octava edición, que suponemos que para la semana que viene ya tendrán listo y preparado el programa, y bueno, y lo comentaremos por aquí, y seguro que hay charlas y presentaciones de libros interesantes. Y bien, ya nos vamos a despedir por hoy, ya hemos dado la chapa bastante. Un fuerte abrazo y un cariñoso saludo para esos cabros que han salido absueltos este fin de semana también. Toda nuestra fuerza, valor y coraje para los compas que también han caído o han detenido recientemente en Bolivia. Y bueno, y también saludar a toda la gente que nos puede estar escuchando de diversas partes, como la gente que nos escucha a través de las ondas libres de Radio Activa en Alcoy, la gente que nos escucha a través de Radio Lila en el Valle de la Ciana, León, y toda la gente que nos escucha descargándose los podcasts del programa. Al empezar el programa hemos escuchado un bonito 10 pulgadas de Ser Revengers, una buena banda de Grenoble, y nos vamos a despedir escuchando a nuestros amados Raiko Riis luchando con fuerza y coraje desde las montañas de Nepal y difundiendo la anarquía. Salud y fuck the bastards.